T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a story that's just so 2019. It comes out of St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay.
Division 3. University of St. Thomas.
Like them. Good school.
They've had a long, like, history. They had a little blip where they didn't do so well, but for a long time, Division 3 power in football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And now they've won 6 titles since 2010.
And now they're back to being a power in Division 3 football.
Do you know what their nickname is? Really
should.
Good.
I should.
No, you shouldn't.
No, but I've known of this school for a long time.
Oh, you have?
So yeah, but
the Tommies.
That's right.
The St. Thomas Tommies.
The St. Thomas Tommies. They've been kicked out of their league.
Why?
Because they're too good.
I'm sorry, what?
Because they're too good.
That can't be the truth.
Yep. They've been, according to the school, involuntarily removed.
I don't even know.
From the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference.
Right.
Because of their competitive advantages.
Right.
They've won 6 conference titles since 2010. Also national title game in 2012 and 2015. And their entire athletic program has been really good in recent years in Division III. Mm-hmm. Per school officials, St. Thomas was told the league would be disbanded if the school remained a member. Yeah, if you guys are still around, we're going to have to shut down the league. St. Thomas being involuntarily removed from membership in the MIAC, according to the league. The President's Council cites athletic competitive parity in the conference as the primary concern. St. Thomas will begin a multi-year transition immediately and meanwhile is eligible to compete as a full member through the spring of 2021. But you're beating us all. You're spending more money. You have a larger enrollment. We can't hang with you.
What happened to, like, having everybody get better as opposed to kicking out? That would be like the NFL kicking out the Patriots, Major League Baseball kicking out the Red Sox and Yankees, and the National Hockey League kicking out the Boston Bruins, and the NBA saying goodbye to the Golden State Warriors. Like, that is 2019 in a nutshell, what we're looking at right now. Instead of holding other people accountable for their failures and saying, you know what, if you don't want them to win every year, find a way to get better, find a way to beat them, get better players at your school, get better coaches at your school, they just decide, you know what, we're just going to kick you guys out of the league because, well, you're too good. That really bothers me because, again, it's 2019 in a nutshell where we don't hold people accountable for their actions and we don't hold people accountable for the way that they go about their business. It's easier to kick this team out of the league than to hold the other 9 teams or whatever it is accountable and say, well, you guys just got to get better. We're not going to kick a team out of the league. This is good for our league to have a team like this winning national championships. We want to be associated with this. And so what you got to do is go out there and figure out how the low tide raises all the ships. Well, let's all find a way to get better so maybe we can knock this team off. Because without St. Thomas, without the Tommies in our league, nobody knows what the MIAC is. Nobody's heard of us before. These guys are good for our league. SportsCenter's even been on campus there, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. before. Like, they've done College Game Day at St. Thomas because they're so good. That brings attention to everybody in that conference, the St. Olaf's of the world, the St. Nylans of the world. Like, all of those places that are in that league get the attention because these guys are so good. So instead of being jealous and spiteful and mad, how about you look in the mirror and say, what can we do to get better? Don't blame others for your failures. Blame yourself. Blame the man looking at you in the mirror and figure out a way to get better. But in 2019, well, let's just get rid of them. It's easier that way.
I mean, football's the big driver, right?
Of course.
Of anything. They spend like over $1 million on their football program.
Okay.
They have the biggest enrollment in the league,
right,
of students. But they cite that the football coach has won 6 titles since 2010. Okay, 6 of 9.
Yeah. So somebody else has won.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? So it's like, It's not like they've completely run roughshod over this thing.
Right.
Other teams have won and also get better.
Yeah.
It just seems very, very strange.
Yeah, it seems like ultimately like the lazy way out, but there shouldn't be a lazy way out because without a team like the Patriots and the Yankees and the Red Sox and Golden State and, you know, the great teams out there, you need to have that villain. St. Thomas could be looked at your villain, and the other schools can conspire behind the scenes to try to find a way to knock these guys off, but they want to kick them out of the league.
Imagine if over their run, something like the Big 12 is like, all right, Kansas.
You're gone.
You got to go.
You got to go.
Yeah, you're out.
Or this league's
playing the ACC, or something.
Or this league's just going to fold. Get the hell out of here! It just brings great attention to your league. Like people were talking about Big 12 basketball because of Kansas. People talk MIAC football because of what was the name of the school again? St. Thomas.
Yes.
I like to think my siblings think about me in the same way. They're like, you're too successful. You got to get out of here.
If you don't leave this family, it's going to disband.
Gonna fold. We're just going to fold.
You're out.
Tony in Overland Park, the latest to get registered for the Salty Iguana Backyard
Fiesta.
The state of
Kansas wanted to kick Johnson County out for being so successful, which I think they've talked about.
Yeah, that's all you guys have. So,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.